This is Terry Mackley with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. We begin with an admission of sorrow from Maynard Baird and his son Serenaders, while Connie Francis enjoys someone else's sorry state. The Ink Spots act as if they don't care, and Ken Snakehips Johnson and his West Indian Dance Orchestra couldn't care less. The Stan Kenton Band lose someone in Salt Lake City, and Louis Jordan finds himself in Salt Polk. The Woody Herman Band head northwest, Duke Ellington leaves the east, and Frank Sinatra goes south. The Coasters and Mel Torme are in Mexico, and we get strangeness from Percy Mayfield and Elmore James. And we finish Not Knowing and Knowing with Ray Charles and Huey Piano Smith. So we begin feeling sorry with a song written by one Herbert Hodgson, who claimed to be the nephew of Francis Hodgson Burnett, author of Little Lord Fauntleroy and The Secret Garden. Like Herbert Hodgson, Frances Hodgson Burnett lived in Knoxville, Tennessee, where she was apparently a piano teacher. Herbert Hodgson's song, Sorry, was recorded by local band Maynard Baird and his Southern Serenaders for Brunswick Vocalion at the St. James Hotel, Knoxville, on August the 31st, 1929. Maynard Baird and his Southern Serenaders with Herbert Hodgson's Sorry. Maynard Baird and his Southern Serenaders in 1929. Wasn't that nice? In 1958, Connie Francis had a massive hit with Who's Sorry Now, a song first published 35 years earlier. Her take on the song has become the definitive version, really. Who's Sorry Now began life in Wart's time and appeared in various other rhythmically straight versions throughout the intervening years, including a spot in the 1946 Marx Brothers film A Night in Casablanca. Connie Francis only recorded the song in deference to a suggestion by her father. She was sure that it would not appeal to young 1950s audiences, but it did. The secret of his success was to adopt a prominent piano part as used by rhythm and blues performers such as Fats Domino, transforming the song into a 1950s big hit. A million seller and number one in both US and the UK, Connie Francis, Who's Sorry Now?
Who's sorry now? Sorry now, whose heart is aching for breaking each vow, who's sad and blue, who's crying too.
Francis. We are told that the Ink Spots recording of If I Didn't Care is the 10th best-selling single of all time, with over 19 million copies sold. Quite successful then. The Ink Spots in 1939, If I Didn't Care.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you? Mm-hmm.
if I didn't care. Honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
Oh, yes, the Ink Spots, If I Didn't Care. Irving Berlin wrote Be Careful, It's My Heart for the 1942 film Holiday Inn, where it was sung by Bing Crosby. Crosby released his recording of the song to coincide with the opening of the film in August 1942. But the Tommy Dorsey Band had already got their version out the month before. This is the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Frank Sinatra in 1942.
I sent you that you quickly burn. It's not the book I lent you that you never return. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart.
The Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Frank Sinatra, Be Careful, It's My Heart. Dick Jurgens and Eddie Howard wrote the much-recorded song Careless, and it was vocalist Dick Jurgens with Eddie Howard's band who were the first to get a hit in the charts with it in 1939. In 1940, several other versions quickly followed, including this one from Ken and Snakehips Johnson and his West Indian Dance Orchestra, featuring vocalist Don Johnson. Careless.
Careless in everything you do. You break appointments and think you're smart. If you're not careful, you'll break my heart. Careless, now that my bridges all are burned, you're careless. Careless in things where I'm concerned. Are you just careless as you seem to be? Or do you just careless for me?
Careless, Ken Snakehips Johnson and his West Indian Dance Orchestra with vocalist Don Johnson. Now a song about losing. The Stan Kenton Band recorded live at the Civic Auditorium, Pasadena, California in January 1944 with I Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City. The band had famously recorded I Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City with vocalist Anita O'Day, and she was a vocalist with the band in 1944, but on this recording, it's Dolly Mitchell who takes the vocal. Why Anita O'Day was not with the band for this performance, I've not been able to find out, but Dolly Mitchell does a pretty good job. The Stan Kenton Band, I Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City.
Taught me how that city taught me. Night and day I find Salt Lake City on my mind. I lost my sugar in Salt Lake City. City. Her words were sweet like wine. She gave my sugar a smart routine and stole that man the
in my solitude with the Salt Lake City blues. The Salt Lake City blues.
The Stan Kenton Band. I lost my sugar in Salt Lake City. Not Salt Lake now, but Salt Pork. Salt Pork, West Virginia. This is Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five in 1946. Although there is no such place as Salt Pork, West Virginia, the song does mention a local magistrate from the town of Bluefield, West Virginia, Wallace W. Squire McNeil. The track features guitarist Carl Hogan, who contributes what was, for the time, a particularly modern-sounding solo break. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Salt Pork, West Virginia.
And buy you a real fine meal. Hey, Jack, I gotta do some riding. Soon we gotta come to a dividing. I don't wanna continue, cause the sign says Salt Pork, West Virginia. And that's where my baby lives. And I ain't going no further. Hey, don't you stop me now. I don't wanna commit no murder. McNeil, McNeil, don't steal my wheel. I'll buy you anything on the menu. Cause boy, I gotta go to Salt Pork, West Virginia.
Timpani Five, Salt Pork, West Virginia. Now, from West Virginia, we move in a northwest direction. The Willie Herman Band reproducing live one of their signature pieces, Northwest Passage. The tremendous 1948 Willie Herman Road Band, also known as the Four Brothers Band, Northwest Passage. Thank you. You're listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American, vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. And that was the great 1948 Woody Herman Road Band with Northwest Passage. We now appear to be leaving East St. Louis in our journey from Saltport, West Virginia via the Northwest Passage. The Joe Kennington Orchestra sang Toodaloo to East St. Louis, or possibly Toodaloo. No one seems to be quite sure. The Ellington Band recorded East St. Louis Toodaloo several times, first in 1926 as Duke Ellington and his Kentucky Club Orchestra. By the time they came to record this version in 1927, they were just Duke Ellington and his orchestra. In all these early versions, it is the distinctive style of Bubba Miley's growling muted trumpet that dominates. The Duke Ellington Orchestra, East St. Louis Toodaloo. Duke Ellington Orchestra with their 1927 recording of East St. Louis Toodaloo, featuring the trumpet of Bubba Miley. South next with Frank Sinatra. Sinatra recorded the 1939 song South of the Border in 1953 as a single release in a musical arrangement by Nelson Riddle, another recording that has become the de facto definitive version. However, it did not appear on an album until the CD release of the Come Fly With Me album in 1993, where it was included as a bonus track. Frank Sinatra is South of the Border.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face. 'Cause it was fiesta and we were so gay, south of the border, Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered mañana, 'cause our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I jumped back one day. There in a veil of white by the candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, Mexico way. The mission bells told me, ding dong, that I must not stay. Stay south of the border, down Mexico way.
Sinatra was South of the Border, down Mexico way. In 1956, the Coasters were also down in Mexico with this Jerry Lieber, Mike Stoller song, Down in Mexico. Boom.
Cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
Well, the first time that I saw him, he was a sitting on a piano stool. I said, tell me, Dad, when does the fun begin? He just winked his eye and said, man, be cool. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
In Mexico.
All of us.
Mexico.
Around her waist she wore three fishnets.
In Mexico.
She's dance I never saw before. So if you're south of the border, I mean a down in the Mexico, and you wanna get straight, man, don't hesitate. Just look up a cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
Hey, come with me to the border, south of the border, that is, in New Mexico. Right, Mexico. Yeah, you can get your kicks in Mexico. Come with me, baby. Come with me. Come with me, yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
The Coasters. We're still in Mexico with Mel Torme and his vocal group, the Meltones, transforming a 1930 waltz tune by Mabel Wayne and Billy Rose with a swinging arrangement by Sonny Burke. It happened in Monterey. You will notice that they are quite insistent that this is the Monterey in Mexico, despite it having been spelt with only one R, like the Monterey in California. They also reference Ramona, the title of another song by Mabel Wayne. Mel Torme and his Meltones. It happened in Monterey.
It didn't happen in Montana, didn't happen in Havana, didn't happen in Atlanta, GA. It's happened in Monterey. Long time ago, it happened. Happen in Monterey, Mexico.
Stars and steel guitars and luscious hips as red as wine
stole somebody's heart and it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice.
I left her and threw away
the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart I met in Monterey. Hey! Way
down upon the Rio Grande,
I met a little chick from the town of Pomona.
She had a smile so ginger dandy that when I fell, I really fell.
Do you recall the lady's name?
It was Ramona. Ramona, I hear the nation bells above. Ramona, they're ringing out their songs of love.
The stars are still guitars and luscious
and
lips,
everything was
red as wine.
And then you stole
somebody's heart and it was mine. I really had myself a time in Monterey.
I can hardly wait till I'm back in Monterey, 'cause I got the urge to go back to Ramona, even though
she broke my heart, it fell apart, but now I find she's on my mind. What can I do but follow through? I'm gonna hurry back to Monterey, Mexico.
Mel Torme and his Meltones in 1947 with Mabel Wayne's It Happened in Monterey and a good bit of Mabel Wayne's Ramona as well. Things are happening for Percy Mayfield. Strange things. Percy Mayfield recorded his Strange Things Happening in 1950 with a lovely sounding band. Percy Mayfield was known as the poet of the blues, and he wrote several of Ray Charles' most well-known songs. Percy Mayfield, Strange Things Happening.
Learn to love me or leave me, either one you wanna do. Learn to love me or leave me, either one you wanna do. Because strange things is happening, baby, and something may happen to you. If you know you don't love me, why won't you let me be? If you know you don't love me, why won't you let me be? Because it's better to be without you than to live on in misery. Crying, daylight find me crying too. Midnight find me crying, daylight find me crying too. You better straighten your mind, pretty baby, 'cause something may happen to you.
Percy Mayfield, Strange Things Happening. Elmore James now is not only strange, he is a stranger. Elmore James released his Stranger Blues in 1962, but the antecedents of the song go back to 1931 to a version by Georgia Tom and Tampa Red. Elmore James, Stranger Blues. Elmore James, Stranger Blues. A sort of stranger now. Someone who is not really known. Ray Charles recycled several country songs for his Modern Sounds in Country and Western albums. You Don't Know Me was written by Eddie Arnold and Cyndi Walker and released as a single by Eddie Arnold in 1956 and was a pretty successful country song. This is Ray Charles in 1962 with his rather lush take on the song. Ray Charles, You Don't Know Me.
You don't love me. You don't know me. You give your hand to me and then you say hello. And I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so. And anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. Cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love. Though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loves you so. Well, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love. Though my heart aches with love for you.
Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. Chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know.
Ray Charles with his take on the Eddie Arnold and Cyndi Walker country song, You Don't Know Me. On the other hand, we finish with More Surety from Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns with a song from 1958. This is Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns with probably their most successful song, A Million Seller. Don't you just know it? You've been listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American, vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, why don't go to my website, www.terrygmackley.com. I do hope you can join me right here for the next edition of Cafe American.